First we bend your legs backwards at the knees. Then we punch some holes in your chest where you breathe.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're here until 5 a.m. It's Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We are going to be talking about protest songs. Yesterday was the anniversary of the day that Bob Dylan wrote Blowin' in the Wind. So we're going to do a little protest song conversation. And we didn't get to the freakout movies yesterday. We'll do that. And, of course, we're going to play a round of Know Your Onion. That's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Stay connected on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nick D Show. My guest right now is a singer-songwriter and author who is live in studio here. And you just heard his music. His name is Steve Dawson. He's been in Chicago here for a long time and has played in – how many bands have you actually played in? Or been
well,
a part
officially,
of.
I guess four.
Yeah,
but Dolly Varden is the main one that people would recognize.
Yeah, Dolly Varden. You've not been in this studio. You've been in the studio across the river.
Yes,
they set this one up pretty much exactly like the one on the seventh floor.
Very similar.
Yeah, except that there used to be a bathroom right there at the other one. So how you been?
Good, really good.
It's good. Good to see you. Good to see you. Welcome
you
back.
Too. Thank you.
So you're playing the Square Roots Festival.
Yes,
and that's this weekend. In beautiful Lincoln Square.
That's right. I have a band called Funeral Bonsai Wedding, which is with this guy, this vibraphone player named Jason Adashevitz, who's like an award-winning jazz vibraphone guy, and a bass player named Jason Rebke, and a drummer named Charles Rumbeck, who are all sort of members of the sort of experimental jazz world of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I get them to play kind of folk songs, but it ends up being a little sideways.
Yeah.
And then for this, we just made a new record that has a string quartet, the Quartet Parapluie string quartet. So it's this big, lush, wondrous thing. And that's happening Sunday at the Square Roots Festival, Sunday evening.
And that's at 6:45.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. That's fantastic. And and it's in Lincoln Square, which is on Lincoln Avenue between Montrose and Wilson, right there in the center of Lincoln Square. How long has the Square Roots Festival been around?
I guess maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
It used to be Folk and Roots. They used to take over the whole park there and made a giant stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of pared it down a little bit. And it's become a really cool thing. At first, people were disappointed because, you know, it was this big deal. The Folk and Roots Festival was a big deal.
Right.
And then it became just a couple blocks on Lincoln Avenue. But it's become really nice, and people have come to really like it. The music is always great. The food is great, and it's I don't know, it just feels really neighborhoody. There's lots of kids, lots of stuff for kids to do.
Right.
And, you don't have drunks stumbling around and stuff. It's really a nice festival.
Make sure you hydrate.
Yes.
It's going to be very hot this weekend.
Yeah.
I just saw the weather. It's supposed to be really hot.
Well, we're inside, which
I'm
really
happy. Oh, you're inside. Good, good, good.
We're in the big concert hall.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, which I'm super excited about because that's a beautiful room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, then don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, I'll hydrate anyway.
Yeah, you got to hydrate anyway. Yeah. I thought you guys were going to be outside. That would have been... look at this. My phone just popped on, and Google asked me, why would they ask me about welding? What did I say? Did I say anything that sounded like welding?
Wilson? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I don't know why my phone. I have my phone on vibrate, and all of a sudden the Google came on and said, "I found all the things about information about welding."
Maybe
I don't know.
It knows something you don't know.
This is why I'm terrified of AI.
Right?
This is why I don't have an Alexa in my house.
Yeah.
Let's get into your background. By the way, your website is stevedawsonmusic.com.
It's true.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Southern California, from San Diego. I lived there as a kid, and then we moved up. My dad moved us up to Idaho, into the mountains of Idaho, when I was 12. So we lived up there, and then I went to college in Boston and came here after college because my friend Nicholas Barron, who I think you know, Nicholas.
Yeah, I do, absolutely.
He was living here. I knew him from Boston, and he said Chicago's great for playing music, and
And you've been
affordable.
Here ever since?
Yeah, and I've stayed ever since.
How long you been here?
Like 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you start playing music? When did you start playing guitar?
Oh, when I was, yeah, as soon as we moved to Idaho, I learned how to play guitar. It was offered in school there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was great. There was a woman named Linda Terry who I credit her with basically, I credit her or blame her for the, for setting me on this path. But she was a like a fiddle champion who also taught guitar in the public schools. And she was kind of this... this hippie lady that loved John Denver so much.
Oh,
and
boy.
It was just infectious, you know. I just, like, she would, like, say, like, we're going to learn Sunshine on My Shoulders, you guys, and we're going to really feel what he's talking about. And just, like, it was, like, it just seemed like the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That enthusiasm, yeah. You know, that's, you know, you get, that catches, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about family-wise? What were you listening to with the family?
My dad is a huge music fan. He loved jazz. He loved... classic rock stuff like the Stones and Neil Young.
Yeah.
And, my stepmom had a lot of the kind of 70s songwriter people like James Taylor and Paul Simon and
Cat Stevens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So a lot of that. Yeah, lot of that. And there was one radio station up in Idaho that played just the country music of the day, but the 70s country was pretty good.
Yeah. So oh, yeah, it no, okay. It's certainly better than it is now.
Yeah.
But then you ended up in Boston, going to school in Boston.
Yes.
What brought you here? Why did you choose Chicago?
Well, mostly from Nicholas.
Oh, from Nicholas, right.
Mostly his recommendation, because I couldn't afford to live in Boston. It was really expensive, and there's not a lot of gigs to be had there. It's a smaller city, and there's a lot of musicians, and it's expensive. So I was doing the numbers, and just there was no way I was going to be able to survive there. So Nicholas said... It's affordable here. There's lots of places to play.
Yeah.
And it's true.
And you're still playing.
It's true.
And what are some of your favorite places to play?
Old Town School is one.
Oh, that place is amazing.
Fitzgerald's is one. And Space up in Evanston.
Yeah.
Those are basically the ones we really like to play now.
Yeah. Some of the other rooms that I like are Lincoln Hall and Shuba's are two great rooms. Lincoln Hall acoustically is insane.
Yeah.
It's just so
it's beautiful.
Well, they did such a beautiful job with that. But Old Town School Folk is just a really special place.
It is.
I've had many, many musicians in here who have passed through those doors. And I have Lindsey Cochran on from Great Moments in Vinyl on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And he has brought in some of these great musicians that he gets from the Old Town School of Folk. It's a really special place. What's your association with that place?
No, I'm a teacher there. I teach songwriting there, and I teach guitar classes there. I've been doing that for, gosh, over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really incredible how many insanely talented musicians have walked through those doors or associated with it.
Yeah,
Would you agree with that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Mm. And a lot of them are kind of stealth. You know, you wouldn't even know that this guy who's teaching guitar too is this, you know, monstrous guitar player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
a real special place, and it's a great place to see a show. I want to say the last time I was, been a while. Last time I was there was Amy Mann.
Mm-hmm.
It was when Amy Mann played, and it's such a great room. And here's one of the things that I loved about it. I mean, I've always loved the place. But one of the things that I loved about that particular night was it was a few years ago, and not one single person was holding up a phone.
Right.
And videoing it. Not one. And I think that's because one, Amy Mann, it's like, okay, Amy Mann. And there's only three people on stage. And two, I think it's because of the venue.
I think so too, because I've gone to a lot of shows at Old Town. I've gotten used to that. And then I'll go to a show where everyone's looking on their phones, and it's really...
it's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. There's like a live show going on in front of you.
Right.
Why don't you watch that
instead of
looking through your phone?
Yeah.
I know you want to tell people that you're there.
Quick
picture.
We saw Aretha Franklin when she played down at the Chicago Theater. That was like, you know, and then she died pretty shortly thereafter. So I had to take a picture of that.
Yeah.
But it's not like I wasn't I just had to take a snapshot.
It was the thing about it is, you know, I've done that. I've done the snapshot thing.
Yeah.
But but the thing about it is, it's like if you go to a big show now at all, or if you go to a medium show now, everybody's got their phone up. It's like the sea of phones. Yeah. Just held up. I'm friends with a lot of people on Facebook who see a lot of Dave Matthews shows.
Okay.
And Dave's playing this summer. He played Alpine Valley. He played in Tinley Park last week. He's in Detroit. He was in Detroit tonight, outside of Detroit tonight. And I have old friends from there.
Okay.
And they were guilty of it. They posted on their Facebook page like an entire, like half an, half a, well, not an entire song. If it's a Dave song, it's 22 minutes, 22 minutes long. But they posted that stuff up. I just don't get it. But that was really something that I noticed, you know, while I was at Old Town. Yeah. There's a respect, you know what I mean, to the venue, to the place, to the music.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I love it there.
So, your new album, tell me a little bit about it.
So, this Funeral Bonsai Wedding group made a record in 2014 as a quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super fun and cool, and we played some shows around that, and it got good reviews. And the drummer moved to Holland,
right.
So I thought I don't know if that's going to be happening anymore. But then I did a residency at the Hideout. Oh, I should have mentioned that.
Oh, that's a great place. Yeah,
I did a series of Mondays at the Hideout in 2017, and I knew Melissa Bach, who's a cellist, and I knew her group. I had seen them play with other people, so I thought, well, for one of these, I want to have Melissa's string quartet, the Quartet Parapluie, come and play with me. So then I had the idea of, let's do it with Funeral Bonsai Wedding, and I asked Jason Rebke, the bass player, if he could do the string arrangements. And he did, and they're stunning. They're ridiculously stunning. And even the women in the string quartet are kind of stunned by how good they are. So it's once we did that gig at the Hideout, I was like, okay, we need to record this.
Yeah.
So he did a couple more arrangements, and then we went in the studio this past spring and just recorded everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does it have an official release?
Not yet. It's still being mixed, and I got to master it.
Okay.
And then it'll be pressed. So hopefully by the end of the year, hopefully.
By the end of the year.
Yeah.
Get that out there.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we're going to take a break real quick.
Okay.
And when we come back, Steve Dawson, you're going to play a song?
Yeah.
Live in studio. We'll hear that. We'll talk a little bit more. And that'll be more coming up right here, right after we take a break on 720 WGN.
Now those words have crashed back down.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. Wildcard Wednesday coming up. Get your request in now. And that is any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. The Square Roots Festival is happening this weekend, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of July, right in the heart of Lincoln Square, squareroots.org. There's going to be tons of food. There's going to be beer. There's going to be market vendors. And there's going to be a lot of music. And part of that music is my guest this morning, and it's Steve Dawson, who is a singer and songwriter. SteveDawsonMusic.com is the website, and you're playing at 6:45 on Sunday, July 14th.
That's all true.
Yes. Okay. Before we get to hear the song, get into some of the other things, tell everybody about Dolly Varden.
So Dolly Varden is my wife and I, my wife Diane Christensen.
Right.
We started out singing together as soon as I moved to Chicago. So this goes back to the late 80s. And we were in a band called Stump the Host for about 5 years. That was more of a twangy kind of cow punk band, I guess that's what they called us. And then that band broke up, and Diane and I were married and had a kid, and we wanted to keep playing music together, so we started another band that was a little more, I don't know, mellow or more slightly more pop, more mainstream, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And we got a guitar player named Mark Belletto, who had been a friend of ours. We auditioned drummers and got a guy named Matt Toby, who was great, and we stole our bass player from another friend's band.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
Mike Bradburn is the bass player, and we've just been around, sort of kicking around for a long time, since the middle 90s.
Right.
We had a good run of success between like 2000 and 2004, we had some records that did really well over in England, and we toured over the UK and Western Europe quite a few times during those years, and that was really fun. And we toured the States and did well here too, but we had a lot of success in England.
Yeah. Well, you guys are great.
Thank you.
She's got a wonderful voice. And you guys sound fantastic together, and it's always great to hear you. You might start working together, because you've been working on this project, so you might want to get back together with your wife and do some other stuff.
Yeah, we'll do another record for sure. Probably next year would be my guess, because this thing's going to take up probably the rest of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to play, you brought your guitar.
Yeah.
You're going to play a song?
Song I've been working on.
Okay.
It's a new song. It's not released.
All right.
All right. As far back as I can remember, there were no answers in your eyes. Through summer assaults of surrender, I only now recognize that the sycamores and eagles on the tip of your pen were more real than the house we were living in. The ghost in your bed that would never come clean. Your old man in the bleachers screaming. Oh, forgiveness is nothing like I thought it would be. Strange peace in the valley where the rage used to feed. And I can wish you well out on your island in the sea. And I release you, I release, I release you. That shake loose the will. Flipping through the radio stations, I see you now at the wheel, watching the signs for the way to get through. As the fire raged, I ran away with you. 900 miles down a highway from the truth, never realizing all the damage it would do. Oh, forgiveness is nothing like I thought it would be. There's no choir of angels, no sunrise epiphany. Wish you well out on your island in the sea. And I release you, I release, I release you, I release, I release.
That was great, man.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful. That was really beautiful. What's your writing process like?
I'll sit around with the guitar and just strum some things and see what I come up with, and hopefully words pop out.
Yeah.
At the same time, I keep a stockpile of sort of like phrases or ideas that might be worth pursuing.
Where did that one come from?
I guess just a thought that forgiveness isn't. It isn't this big overwhelming thing. It's a slow process.
Yeah.
So it's just more of a thought maybe that was jotted down in a notebook.
Yeah. And do you have stuff that, I mean, that you're working on that evolves? That stuff,
yes.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, yeah. And we have a songwriting group with friends that get together once a month. And the only rule is you have to have something new. every time. So it's a good, it's great to have a deadline.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
Yeah. Do you like the recording process as well?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love recording. I have a studio at home and I'm out there as often as I can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I record other people. I produce other people's records and, I love doing that. I love it.
Yeah. And, so the Square Roots, show, that's happening on Sunday. That's going to be with the strings?
Yes, and the string quartet and mm-hmm. the vibraphone player and the bass. Yeah, with Funeral Bonsai Wedding, that whole thing and the string quartet.
Where did the name come from?
It was a florist on Clark and Division. I used to take the bus when I first moved here. I had three windows, funeral, bonsai, and wedding. I passed it almost every day. And I thought that would be a cool name for a band.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but I like it.
No, it's great. I love the story's great, too. You know, I mean, you're passing these three windows
right.
every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's really good. And you like playing out, too, right?
I love it. Yeah, I love mm-hmm. playing live. Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the teaching that you do.
I teach both sort of like beginning songwriting, which I really like, and I teach a class called continuing songwriting, which a lot of people take over and over again, which is similar to what I was just talking about in that it's a deadline. So I give an assignment, which is sometimes a lyric prompt or sometimes a form or chords or an idea or a concept, any real little thing. Tonight I just came from there.
Yeah.
And this week's assignment is a list of words. So just sort of random mm-hmm. Words that I came up with. And then they're supposed to use five of them in their song.
I see.
So I've been doing that for a long time. And boy, the songs people write are really great.
Is that?
Really great. Yeah, it's really inspiring. And
well, speaking of songs that are inside you, our good friend Mark Caro, who's, you know, worked for the Trib and a big friend, yep. a big good friend of the show. I've known him for years. He's been on many times. You guys put together a book called Take It to the Bridge, Unlocking the Great Songs Inside You.
Yes.
Tell everybody about that book.
Well, so that's based on this class I was describing right. where I give a weekly assignment, and people over the years were saying, well, you should compile the best of these assignments into a book. And I thought, well, that's maybe a good idea, but I don't have any idea how to go about making a book. But I was friends with Mark Caro, and it dawned on me that he made a book.
Yes, he did.
So I said, I wonder if you would be interested in helping me do this project. And he came up with the idea of having it be a dialogue where he asked a question and I would respond, and that would bring up other things for him to respond to. And it was a back and forth. So that's a big part of the book, and then the back half is just the assignments.
Right,
and the,
yeah. right. I've got a copy of it. It's really terrific.
Yeah,
thanks. It's really great.
It's really out there.
It's still available.
Oh, right? Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Get out there and get it. Again, it's called Take It to the Bridge, Unlocking the Great Songs Inside You, written with Mark Caro. So there you go. Square Roots Festival is this weekend, and it's at 44 to 4560 North Lincoln Avenue. That's on Lincoln between Montrose and Wilson. There's a suggested donation of $10 for adults, $5 for seniors and kids. There's going to be a ton of food, there's a ton of beer, and a ton of music.
Yeah, there's great music all up and down the street. There's two outdoor stages and then this inside stage, and Sun Volt is playing later that night. They're mm-hmm. a great band.
Yeah, terrific band.
Yeah, so a lot of cool stuff going on.
And, you can check out squareroots.org if you're looking for, you know, yep. a schedule and all that other stuff and more details. Lincoln Square is a really, really wonderful neighborhood, a really great place. And it has evolved over the years. Yeah. I grew up right around there. Spent a significant amount of time in my drinking years at Ricochet's on the corner there. Squareroots.org for more information on that, and stevedawsonmusic.com for more information on Steve Dawson. I believe I've probably asked you this question, but every time I have a musician in, I ask two regular questions. And that is, what was the first album that you ever bought?
The first album, well, last time I was here, you asked me this, and I said that I didn't buy it. My mom bought it for me, but The Queen, A Night at the Opera, was on a rack by the checkout counter at the grocery store.
Yeah, which is so weird.
Yeah.
But that,
and I knew Bohemian Rhapsody from the radio, so I begged my mom to buy it.
Yeah.
The first record that I think my dad, we were at a Tower Records in San Diego, and my dad gave me money and said, buy whatever you wanted. I bought Paul Simon, There Goes Ryman Simon.
Oh, wow.
I think because I loved, maybe he'd been on The Muppet Show or something.
Yeah,
I can't
remember
why. But I loved Loves Me Like a Rock, and that was on there. So I bought that record.
There you go.
Which it turns out that was a great record.
It is a terrific record, yeah. All right, and then first concert.
It was a double bill of Chicago and Santana.
Wow.
Yeah. In Balboa Stadium in San Diego.
Wow.
Probably in like 73 or 74.
Oh, wow. So like good Santana and good Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. But at some point there had to be 43 people on stage between the two bands.
Yeah. I just remember being just, I'd never been to anything like that. It was an outdoor concert. And, you know, it was 73, so there was just like, you know, the spectacle of it was really something for a little kid.
Yeah. Well, listen, Steve, it was a pleasure to have you on, man.
Thanks.
And everybody can see you on at the Square Roots Festival.
Yeah, please come. It's going to be really
on
good.
July 14th in Lincoln Square. So there you go. Great to have you on. Always fun
to talk
to you.
Thanks so much.
And it was a beautiful song that you played for us.
Thank you.
Steve Dawson, everybody. We'll take a break. And we will come back with the news after this on WGN.